to 19 the Talk.
I met a girl whose love was pure just like the sun. She moved with such grace, and I knew she was the one. Her hair smelled like roses in a garden from afar. So I asked her of her name, and she smiled with a bow. For she knew I had been watching her out of curiosity. With the passion rising, bubbling over, you're my fantasy queen. I wanna be the feeling that you need inside. In harmony, she led me to the waterfall. She started to dance with the table like an hourglass. She put me in a trance. For she knew I had been watching her out of curiosity. With the passing, rising, bubbling over, you're my fantasy queen. I wanna be the feeling that you need inside. My career more.
I love you, you're my forever girl, that you're
put your hands together as we praise the Lord. Listen. One night, yeah, I went to a little sanctified church somewhere on Boyswood Street. I heard, the preacher was preaching, and my soul felt pretty good. So I wrote the song again, and it goes like this. There's a sweet spirit in this place. I feel it all around me. Yes, yes it is.
Welcome back, welcome back. A little bit, amen. Look, just a little bit of it as we get into 219, the talk tonight. But we're still the My Gospel Soul show. So this is just me on the air tonight. I'm just going to enjoy myself, okay? All right. We'll start off tonight with the weather. How about that? Going over here. See what's going on, because y'all know Houston is a trip, and you never know what the weather's going to be, but we have had some beautiful days here in Houston. I'm talking about beautiful, but I have been working, so it's like I haven't had the chance to go out and enjoy the day. I'ma just be real about it. I mean, I passed through the day, the weather, got to experience it like that. But just actually sitting down and enjoying it, I haven't got the chance. And I hope I do get the chance soon. For real. So that, because like I say, in Houston, The good weather days are few and far between. I do know this for a fact, that it is going to be hot this summer. Okay, and we say that all the time, but let me tell y'all something about Houston. Houston does not let up when it comes to the heat, y'all. You got to be made for this heat. And I'm going to tell y'all something. I am not made for the heat. Not at all. Not at all. We're going to try to get this weather for you. But until then, until we get this weather for you, let me play a little bit of, because we're having a problemo. So we'll come right back after I play a little bit of Dre OG. Praise Break right here on 219 The Talk.
Every day I be lifting this name. Wake up the next day and I'm doing the same. 24/7, 365 for the rest of my life.
Employed.
the next day and I'm doing the same 24/7, 365 for the rest of my life. Uncompromised, unashamed. On God's side, Jehovah's the game. Head bowed with my hands raised. And if you feel the same way, then tell me what you're waiting for.
Wake up in the morning, stretching and yawning. Glad for another day dawning. Can't wait to get to church, get out.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to 19 to Talk. Y'all know we mix it up with a little gospel rap. Amen. But we give God the glory for it. Look, in all that we do. Hey, on it, on it.
Good evening, good evening, good evening.
Good evening. How you doing?
Oh, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm just happy to be here. Blessed to be here.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
I get so excited about the Lord. He's just been so good to us. I just cannot tell it all. Amen.
You're so right. I guess I need to go on and write a book, you know. Tell the world just some of the things that he has brought me out of.
Come on. Amen.
Just brought me out of, but with my senses intact.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, you know, look. I believe that it's something that if you are listening right now, I believe it's something, praise God, amen, like she said, she can go back, hallelujah, like they say, back into time and just magnify the Lord for all that he has done, even in the present, waking you up this morning, starting you on your way. Come on, hallelujah. If that ain't enough to give him praise, I don't know what to tell you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some of us need big, extraordinary things just to praise him. But how about we just praise him? Just because if he didn't wake us up, we wouldn't experience none of it. Come on. Hallelujah.
I bless
his holy name. Amen. Oh, for he is good. For he is good. We're going to skip over the weather. It is a topic going around. And I'm going to talk about it. Amen. It's a topic going around about Will Smith slapping Chris Rock at the
Oscars. All upside the head.
All upside the head. Now, I'm going to let Onis go first, and then I'm going to say what I'm going to say. Onis, when you heard about this, come on. What did you see it? Did you see the video?
No, but you know, it sprung up so fast till everybody, you know, started talking about it so quickly. And I said, you know, what amazes me, not just that, first of all, you know, I really kind of got a mixed feeling about it. First of all, Chris Rock, you know, the situation that Jada has, beautiful woman, but it is what it is. She has a skin condition when she loses her hair, and she did what she thought was good. Hey, I'm going to still move on. I'm going to shave my head. I'm going to move on, still beautiful, and I'm going to keep it pushing. He's a comedian. He makes jokes, but I think that you still need to have some integrity in whatever you do. Was it funny? I don't think it was funny. What he said, I don't think it was funny, really, but he's a comedian. He's made his money on, you know, making jokes out of other people. Second of all, Will and Jada's relationship has been all out here, you know, for the world to see. Does he love his wife? Evidently he does. He's willing to fight. He went to bat for it. Don't talk about my wife. You know, what you're talking about is not funny. Don't talk about it. Did he handle it in a good way? No, he did not.
Mm-hmm.
No, he did not. But it is what it is. But it just amazes me. out of all the things that are going on, the negativity that'll make the news before good news does.
Well, you know, the news is the news, whether we receive it or not, the news is the biggest gossip arena there is. We got a special guest on the air tonight. I invited my friend Sam on because I wanted his take on what they are calling in the world the slap heard all around the world. Welcome to the show, Sam. How you doing?
I'm all right.
You are a man. This is why I wanted you on the show. You're a man from Memphis. You're welcome. What's your perspective on the Will and Chris situation?
Now, Chris Rock, the joke he made about Jada, it was tacky.
Very.
Okay. You don't sit there and make a joke about a man's wife being bald headed in front of him. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how Will Smith acted, it was appropriate to me. You know, when a man defends his wife, it doesn't matter who it is, who's watching, or where he is. You're going to get checked right there on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Will did. And you can stand there and talk about my wife being bald in front of my face. Well, guess what? I could slap you in your face right now. And that's how it went down.
Yep.
You know,
I admire him for taking up for his wife. That I do.
The way I look at it, too, because I agree with both, because you cannot, we're not talking, Chris Rock did that in front of the world, you know.
Yeah.
And like I was telling somebody else, you never know what was going on between them two behind the scenes, because Chris Rock had, when he, I think it was in 06 or 96, one of them, he had made a reference again about Jada and you know, so we always see it when it hits TV, you know, or on TV, but we never know what celebrities are going through behind the scenes. And then I thought it was to see that it was Tyler Perry and Denzel that came to Will, you know, to talk to Will. We don't know who's friends. We don't know what when Will Smith was talking and the tears that was coming from his eyes. It's something else. To me, it's something else, too, that's going on.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Look like, you know. He was just fed up, you know.
Yep.
Because, you know, people been talking and saying this and saying that. But now somebody got real bold, like Chris Rock, to do it in his face. And he said, okay, that's enough, bro.
Hmm.
You know, you could diss my wife online, in Instagram, Facebook, or whatever, whatever. But you are not going to do that in my face like that.
Hmm. Yeah.
And then you're talking about her going bald because of this skin disease she has?
Then what I was hearing people say is that he didn't know anything about it, but Jada was very open about it. It was on the news. She talked about it, you know, Red Table Talk, all these different places that she – it was public.
Yeah.
When she, you know, she did it publicly. Everybody was talking about it. And, you know, and how she had the courage to even go all the way to cut, you know, to being a ball queen, you know. But, I mean, to me it was distasteful.
Yeah.
I believe some comedians go too far. And I think this right here was the straw that broke the camel's back.
I think they do too. All of them go too far.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's been acceptable because you're making money off of other people's pain, passion, or perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's very poor taste.
And then, you know, the
go ahead,
Sam.
Oh. you have people making Chris Rock out to be the victim of it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not, you know, you disrespected a woman in public, man. You went low as a man.
You know,
forget about the comedy stuff, because you're not at the improv club where you can say what you want to say.
Yep, that's true.
You're doing the Oscars. You know, it's a time and place for everything, and that wasn't the place for it.
And come on. Now we got the black community up. Some of the people in the black community are responding with stuff like, oh, yeah, the Oscars was ghetto this year. The Oscars, you know, it amazes me that this just can't be a man standing up for his wife. You know, we got to go, oh, it's a black thing. Oh, it's, you know, come on now. Come on now, you know. Okay.
I didn't think it was funny at all. Because you have Sanaa Lathan, you have Toni Braxton, you have several black women that have, and white women that have this disease, and I mean, you know, they get tired of fighting it, and the one thing they do, what do? They wear wigs, or they just, you know, go ahead and go bald. Now, if she was a cancer patient, and this is a thought that crossed my mind, what if she had been a cancer patient?
Mm-hmm.
Would it have still been funny? Would you still mm-hmm. have used her as the butt of your joke?
Mm-hmm.
See, people don't think. You know, people don't think. I mean, as a woman, and I wear my hair very short. But to think to just go totally bald as a man because of a skin condition, that takes a lot. That takes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I cut my hair off by choice, not because I have to. By choice,
mm-hmm.
but to think that somebody cuts their hair off because they have to and can still maintain their beauty, their poise, their womanhood. You don't know what's mm-hmm. going on. To me, it's in the same boat as having cancer. When you have to cut your, and I've been there, you know, I did home health for years. Women have to cut, they have to go bald because chemo takes it all out.
Mm-hmm.
So many people have weighed in on it or whatever. The bottom line is, you were disrespectful. So since you had no type of filter, guess what? Will Smith didn't either. He decided to embarrass his wife on an open platform. He said, it's just like my mama used to say, whoever you embarrass me, I'm going to embarrass you. So there it is. You know, people with that, he should have pulled him to the side. Well, he didn't pull Will to the side and say, can I roast your wife, did he? No, he didn't.
Nope.
No, it didn't. And then I hear a lot of people talking, it was just uncalled for. No, put the responsibility where it started. It was uncalled for Chris Rock to attack something so sensitive with that family.
Yeah.
See, we be so busy talking about it's Will Smith. They represent. No, he is a father, a husband, and that is his family.
That's
people
true.
People be.
Ooh. Exactly.
Lord
Hammer. Exactly.
That was his family.
That's true.
Yeah. Now, and you saw Jada's face. I saw the video. Her face, she was done. You know? She was done. When he said that, she just, I mean, her eyes rolled, everything. I was like, oh, my God. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, And I didn't see it live. I woke up to a, I woke up to a conversation about it, and I was like, wait a minute, let me go watch this. And when I say Will slapped him, and I think he practiced the strength, because it looked, I'm just the energy, looks like he really wanted to let him have it, for real, for real. But
oh,
he just,
I know he did.
Jesus. My Lord. How would you, let me put everybody in that situation. Okay, own it. If your husband got up and did that, what would your response be? What would your conversation be with your husband after it was over? We'll start with Onis. What would your conversation be,
like,
y'all?
If Will was my husband, my husband was the one who done the slapping.
Yeah. Yeah.
Baby, we might have went up there together.
For real.
We might have went. He probably would have had to push me back, baby. I got you.
What they call it, ride or die. We gonna
ride
do this slap together.
Just hold up. You know, don't mess up your nail job. I just got your nails done. I got you.
When he turned the other cheek, it would have been another one.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I might have slipped one in. You know, but yeah, you're my man, and you're standing up for me. Yeah, I'd be less than a woman whether you were right or wrong. Hey, look, hey, I got you. You got me. You know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm gonna be right there with him. I'm gonna defend him in the press, and I'm and all of that. I would be there to defend him. He defended my honor. Men don't do that anymore. You know?
Oh, I was just. Oh my God! I was just telling somebody that Shivery is dead. I say, well, it might not be dead, but it is at the morgue getting.
It's on life support.
Oh my God! Okay, let's go to Sam. What if you were in that position? Just you know, already, but just go ahead. If you were in that position, that whole scenario, your personality.
Would I have slapped him?
Yeah, would you have slapped him?
Matter of fact, I probably wouldn't come off. I probably would not have come off the stage. You know, I might as well go to jail since I'm going to go do this.
He's going all the way. Yeah.
Yeah, I might as well go to jail.
Yeah.
You know.
Security.
And I might, you know what? I might hold him up and say, baby, come on up here and get you a shot in.
Huh. My
come on,
Lord.
Come on, get you a shot in on this fool.
Yeah.
You know, I was listening to, what's her name, Oprah's best friend. What's her name? Gail. And Gail was saying, poor Chris Rock. It's not in his character to do it. Chris Rock is a comedian.
Yeah.
And comedians have pushed the line for years. But, again, I go to history. See, that's what I'm saying. Because to me, it was so much energy behind that hit.
Right.
So it had to be something else. And then for him to give his whole speech and never say, he apologized to the Academy, but he didn't even mention Chris Rock. He said all of the stuff that I've been going through that people throw at you. So I'm saying it's another story happening.
Oh, yeah.
It's another story happening.
Yeah, it's a whole nother story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he's been keeping a lid on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know? But like I said earlier, he can't do nothing about what people say on social media, Instagram, Facebook, but dude crossed the line when you're going to say something about my wife and my faith.
Yeah.
That's a totally different ball game.
Yeah.
You know,
now, do y'all think...
The funny thing, he had hundreds of people sitting there he could have made a joke out of, you know?
Yeah.
But he had to zero in on her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, and do it. Why?
Sigourney Weaver was the first, what, G.I. Jane?
Yeah.
Was she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Demi Moore.
No, it was Demi Moore. You're right. It was Demi Moore.
Was it Demi Moore? I knew it was one of them. Yeah. Yeah.
So is chivalry dead? Why do we feel like it's on life support? Let's talk about that. Why do we feel chivalry is on life support?
Well, you sure you want me to answer that?
I'm ready. I am ready.
Me, myself, and my daughter, and the men, and our pastor, Pastor King, at our church, you know, he instills in the men, you know, don't let the women go outside by themselves if they have to leave. I don't care what time of day it is. Somebody needs to walk them to the door, stand at the door until they get in their car. When Nicholas goes somewhere with me, he is getting ready to be 20. He has been taught, open the door for your mother, your grandmother, and your daughter. A lot of women, they don't deserve it because they, I'm this independent woman or this BB, you know, to just, you know, I don't need no man. You know, he ain't got to open no door for me. He ain't got to do this. But what they don't realize is the small things that letting a man be a gentleman count. You know, it means something. And I just think that a lot of women, you know, being so independent, just yanking the door open, walking all in behind, in front of him, you know, and just, you know, just acting like, hey, I don't need no man, or he can leave, he can stay, he can do what he wants to, you know. So the man is like, hey, okay, hey, I'm here for what I can get, you know, and I'm going to move on. Even a man that has been taught to be a gentleman, how do you treat him to the point to make him feel appreciated and to let him show that, hey, he appreciates you being a lady, you know. Be a lady. Act like a lady, you know. Let a man be a man. Let him open the door, you know. Let him pull out your chair, you know. And yeah, it is on life support. I'm not, you know, it is a lot of men out there, you know, yeah, they still do it, but I always see it as the ones that have been married for years, but none of the ones that are trying to, I don't know, get a wife. You don't have to get a wife nowadays. You can just live together, you know, so you don't have to try and get a wife. I put it off on both parties. I blame the women first and foremost. And then, you know, the men just don't do it.
Yeah. What do you think, Sam? What do you think about it?
Is chivalry dead?
Well, on life support.
With
no,
grown,
it's not dead.
With grown, mature men, it's not. You know, you should always pull out a chair, push in the chair, open the door. You know, no matter who the woman is, and a grown man should never expect a pat on the back for being a gentleman. You know, the reward is self reward. You know, it doesn't matter how the woman acts. You do this because you're a grown man, and this is what you believe in doing. You know, you're not going to get a pat on the back every time you hold open the door. You know.
Yeah, because if that's what you're looking for, then is it chivalry?
No, exactly. You know, is it dead? I mean, I wouldn't say it's all dead. You know, I think a lot of young men, they're not being taught chivalry.
There it is. Yeah, true.
You know, they're not being, and if you're not being taught to you, you know, how are you going to be that way as a man? You're not.
You think it's because they're being raped by women?
They let the B word come out their mouth like water. you know, and the H word and everything else, you know. Why do you think they can disrespect younger women and elderly women? Because they're not being taught better. You know, back in my day, we didn't mind carrying bags for someone older than us to help them home. But you'll never see that today.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You know, it's the same.
And sometimes, and Sam, sometimes you can't even trust, some of these young people, you can't even trust to take it. I don't want them near my grandmother, you know, it's when we start relaxing and saying it don't take all that, you know, when we start allowing our children to be disrespectful, we rather teach them how to be disrespectful than to be gentlemen and to be ladies. And it's a lot of stuff that's missing. It's a lot of stuff that missed. My dad raised my brothers. My mama didn't take no trash out. She didn't cut no yard. She didn't to get the groceries out the car. She got out the van and went straight in the house and said, "Get them groceries. Get them groceries."
Yeah.
Like Sam say, I like that. It was taught. Some folk ain't, you know, they're not worried about that. You know, we're sending a bunch of people out into society with no type of world training of how to be a human, a human. You know, we just, hey, get out of my house. You know, we don't pass on any wisdom. You know, it's, you know, I heard a young man talking to his mama any kind of way, you know, and I said to myself, whatever lady or whatever girl gets with him, she's in for it because he has no respect for his own mother, you know. And I'm not talking about a mother that's out there in the street doing whatever. I'm talking about he had no respect for his mother, period, you know, none.
That's true. I wish mine would.
You know,
you know, when they invented the internet, right, and cable TV and all these things, you know, back in the day, the stuff you've seen on TV is no comparison.
Oh my God!
To what is on TV today,
baby.
You know, it's no comparison, and this stuff has just destroyed, you know, the fabric of how people act.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
And it's like a nonstop thing. I mean, it's just big time.
They show everything. Nothing is left to be imagined.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Not a thing.
It's
Jesus.
Really disgusting, you know?
It is.
You know,
I call the internet a big cesspool. And that's just what it is, a big old cesspool.
You right. You sure right. Oh, my God. The commercials, they showing same-sex relationships and the commercials and on the TV shows and the movies. It just, hey, it's all up to grabs. Whatever you want to do, it's okay. As long as we keep bracking in the money, this is society. We can't leave anyone out. We have to appease. We have to appeal to all the masses. Oh, my God. It's disturbing, you know, Kennedy is 11. So, you know, when I was working at home and she would stay over here with me, she'd stay in the office with me, you know, she, you know, do Netflix. And on Netflix, they had this little guy in a boa, in a feathered boa. With the nails and switch, and I was like, oh, my God, is this how we doing it now? On Netflix, on the little kitty show?
Oh. ain't seen that one yet.
Baby, and she changed it. And I said, you know what, Mama? I said, that's what I'm here for. I said, that is not right. I said, you are commanded to love people no matter what their sexual, you know, preference or whatever it is. I said, but that as a human is not right. I said, you can watch it. I said, because if you change it, if it's on one show, it's on another show. So ain't no mm-hmm. use of running from it. You just need to know right from wrong. And there it is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So chivalry is not dead. It's just not taught. It's a book that's not being opened. You know, manners, respect your elders. That's a number of things.
Oh, my God.
It's not important anymore. You know, I heard a young lady said to her son at 13, make your own decisions. You old enough now. I'm like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Are you serious? You know?
Hold up.
But that's...
Hold up. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Make your own decision. You gotta learn some kind of way. I said, wow. Okay. Okay, that's what we're doing. And then, but this is the thing. Okay. Moving on, I guess we're talking about what's missing, right? Came up in a different generation, came up in a different, you know, with a different, in a different time where you couldn't just disrespect people. I think about 10 years ago, they were punching elderly people. I forget what
yeah.
they were calling them. They just run up
yeah.
to them. They get there. They run up to them, and they just hit them as hard as they can.
Sometimes,
you know,
yeah.
raping the elderly, robbing the elderly. You know, nobody's safe. Even in the nursing homes, the elderly are not safe.
Mm-mm.
But I'm going to stay out of people's business. I'm just saying. You know, the world is reprobate, you know. They're reprobate. But they don't want you to tell them that. They want you to say, hey, we're not reprobate.
It's
we're free.
Okay.
Okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
We're free. Okay. Go ahead. But y'all, you know, it's where we in right now, you know. How do you raise children? How you raise children into responsible adults when there are no boundaries, there are no rules, there are any, you know, how do you discipline? How do you teach them boundaries and teach them how when they go on a job, they have to know how to keep that job. You got to do what your boss tell you to do. You know, that's a job. But we don't even want, they take your children when you, because, oh, let me just get off of that right there. That right there.
Yeah.
That right
there.
When kids
started learning, well, man, I could call CPS on mama and daddy.
On your mama and daddy. I can divorce them.
Yeah. You know.
Now, don't get me wrong. They need to call CPS on some of these parents now.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that.
She said, yeah, they do.
No doubt about that. But you know, a lot of these kids, you got to put that Will Smith on them, man. Hold up, Pop.
Put that Will Smith. I'll put that
Will
Smith.
I'm Will Smith you in about 2 seconds. Yeah.
Oh my God. But yeah,
well,
these
you
are the
know,
mm-hmm.
I raised my daughter. Raised her pretty much by myself. So I put, you know, people in my life along the way to babysit, you know, that, you know, were good, you know, elderly people, you know, that, you know, helped me. Hey, you know, you need some help raising this baby. Don't just be leaving this baby with anyone, you know. And
yeah.
he put people
yeah.
in my life along the way. And then, you know, I had my grandson. Well, you know, when hey, that was just like having another child because she was still in the house with me, you know, off and on.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then there's Miss Kennedy, you know. So the thing is that I try to live my life in front of them so that when I tell them something, it doesn't come back to, well, that ain't what you do. That ain't what you say, you know.
Exactly.
That ain't how
right.
you act.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the biggest thing. Live your, so when you tell them something, they may snap back.
Mm-hmm.
But baby, you ain't gonna snap at me too many times, cause I'm gonna snap. Period. Yeah, I'm gonna,
oh,
just gonna
God.
Let me go on and just snap you up. Even the boy, you know, he'll be 20 in July.
Mm-hmm.
He may not agree with everything, but guess what he'll do? He'll never say a word. The only thing he'll say is, yes, ma'am, granny.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Respect.
And then he'll come back later and he'll try to, you know, explain his point, why he did, why he said. You know, and I give him, you know, hey, you're 20 years old. You know, I want to hear what you got to say. But, you know, he know enough to, like, okay, let my granny cool down, and then I'm going to go talk to him.
I know
that's
right.
how he do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
but it is, you know, it's heartbreaking. First of all, just to see these kids out here, it's just like with no direction.
Yeah. Well, we have had a good show. Sam, do you want to say anything else before we get off the air? And we just want to say thank
no.
you for coming on the show for a male perspective on
Woo!
This.
You
I mean, because
you all
and a
very,
and
very welcome. Anything.
and an uncensored. You know, some people like to say what they think people want to hear, but I love
mm-hmm.
to hear people's honest, open opinion because a lot of after that Will Smith thing, you know, people. You know how they're going to try to make somebody the villain, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody's the villain.
Yeah.
And it got to be Will Smith because he was out of control. But the truth of the matter is anybody in their position, no telling what they would have done. No telling what they would have done.
Exactly.
Ask the white man.
And
the
only
victim, the white
man. The only victim was Jada.
Yeah.
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 You know, she was the only
yeah.
victim out the whole thing.
Yeah.
And Chris Rock made her his victim of his
yeah.
sassy joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was uncalled for.
Yes, it was.
You know, it was very
yes,
uncalled for.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, amen. We're at the end of the show. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. We have a call on the air. We want to thank you for tuning in as well. If you want to weigh in before we get off the air, you can press 1 and say what you want to say about it. Give you that opportunity. In the meantime and in between time, we want you to tune in for our next show coming up in about 10 minutes. It's called 5926 Central. It's where me and my sister just talk about the good old days in the country and thus and therefore. You don't want to miss it, so make sure you stay tuned. Go ahead and sign off for us, Onis.
Okay, great. Houston. Hey, I just want to remind everyone, April 10th,
come on.
3 p.m., 4112 Victory Drive, Houston, Texas, 77088. You don't want to miss it. Our illustrious Apostle Denise Jackson Daniels will be speaking at our annual Women's Day, Women in Red. You don't
Come
want
on.
To miss it. I got goosebumps just thinking how it's going to go down. Come dress
Amen.
In your prettiest red. We're going to have pictures. We're going to have poetry. We're going to have just some powerful women, awesome women in the house. Please, please come out. You'll enjoy the fellowship. I guarantee you will not leave the same way that you came because we are all about empowerment and encouragement. So,
amen.
There it is. It's been awesome. It's been awesome another Monday night. Thank you, Sam. It's truly been enjoyable, been just really great. The beginning to another great, awesome week, beautiful day, beautiful weather. Houston, H-Town, love you, and there's nothing that you can do about it.
Amen. Yeah, I enjoyed tonight. We just came from Eagles United, just came from Fresh New Beginnings Full Gospel Church. And when I tell you we had a time in the Lord, let me tell you, God gave me and Sister Alicia, amen, a vision, praise God. And we carried it out, praise God. God had me put a jacket on and have bags all over it. It said depression. It said disappointment and anger and molestation and suicide. Come on, hallelujah. And the Lord moved, praise God. And the altar was full, glory to God. Hallelujah. And I look forward, praise God, to going, praise God, amen, being in fellowship, praise God. Y'all, please write the address down. Please, if the Lord moves on you and you know there's a place that you are supposed to be, don't be disobedient. Show up and get what the Lord has for you. Amen.
Amen.
What God has for you is for you, praise God. Some of us miss our blessing because we don't want to get out of our comfort zone. So I'm going to ask on us to share that address one more time, praise God, so you come out and be in fellowship with us.
Yes, yes. It's God's Family Deliverance Temple, 4112 Victory Drive, Houston, Texas, 77088, directly across from Lone Star College on Victory Drive. Please come. Please come. Like she said, don't be disobedient. God is moving. He's stirring the water. Get in it. Get in it. Get in the rain. Glory. Hallelujah.
Get in it. Get in it. Amen. You don't want to miss it. Praise God. My alma mater, praise God, Sister Alicia will be there, praise God. She's going to sing, hallelujah. She's going to bless, amen, right before I minister the word of God. So we just want you to be in the house, amen. I'm so excited, praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I know God is going to do great and marvelous things. We love
yes.
you.
Yes, yes.
We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you next Monday. Talk to you later on it, on it. God bless you.
All right,
amen.
All right.
God,
blessing.
God
blessing.
Bless you. And good night.
Good night.
219.